my view that we need to put science at the heart of this national led government. If we don't do that, we are simply not going to get the economic gains that New Zealand needs, and we won't have the standard of living that we deserve. And it's not a lot more complex than that. We look a lot these days about how we can grow what I affectionately describe as the revenue side of the house, and it's not hard to work out the bits that have got huge potential, and a lot of it's standing in the room here tonight. New Zealand is a global leader in the production of first-class food of immensely high quality. We can see an enormously growing and burgeoning demand for that, particularly out of Asia, and we know that we are extremely well placed to supply that demand. The challenge for New Zealand is how we do that in a more efficient way, how we continue to grow productivity and supply that market. And if you look at some interesting stats, we've appointed the Chief Science Advisor, Sir Peter Blackman, who's full of brilliant ideas. If you haven't met him, you definitely should, and I'm sure most of you have. And he will tell you, just go and have a look at the output of lamb and sheep meat from New Zealand and compare that to the number of lambs we have, with literally half the numbers of lambs, yet the volume that's going out the door is increased. And that is an example of the role that science has played. So I'm very optimistic, and across all of the particular categories that the Investment Advisory Panel will be considering, that we're in exactly the right place to grow and develop New Zealand. The second comment I just want to make is in relation to the emissions trading scheme and climate change, because unquestionably this committee is going to have to consider some investment decisions in that area, and rightfully so. I make no apologies for wanting to delay the entry of agriculture into the emissions trading scheme. I think New Zealand farmers actually deserve to have some more time before we can work out what is, under any definition, a hideously complex thing for the agricultural sector. The reality is it's not just working out where the point of obligation is, but what farmers can actually do about that. And the truth of it is, farmers in New Zealand are very good at responding to the right incentives. They've proven that over the last 20 years, that they can compete, and they can compete on what is an unlevel playing field internationally and still succeed and win. But we have to give them some time, and we actually have to give them some scientific solutions if they are going to meet their obligations on the world stage. My view is that the primary growth partnership is going to be a very important vehicle as we drive towards getting those solutions and delivering those outcomes. And it's not just important for New Zealand, it's actually important for the world, because the unique thing about New Zealand is we have a developing country profile. Half of all of our emissions come from the agricultural sector. That's consistent with what you see around the rest of the world. Our volume might be a lot larger, but actually those developing countries have a profile where a lot of their greenhouse gas emissions are coming from agriculture. And surely if the world can share technology, then we can resolve the challenges not only New Zealand faces, but the rest of the world faces. And our view very strongly is that it's one thing for New Zealand to play its part, but it's also another thing for every other country to play their part, whether they're developing or developed, because we are 0.2% of world emissions. And in the end, we can get that number to zero overnight if you want to stop every little bit of economic activity that doesn't come from renewable energy. You won't save the planet doing that. Actually, you might save the planet if you invest in good technology and you're prepared to share that around the world. So I think we should actually be in this room quite excited by what we see. And the last sort of point I want to make just really in this regard is that what is going to happen as more money flows into science and research through the Primary Growth Partnership and a number of other initiatives that the government will want to consider over time is going to be the importance of those that work in the science field. And New Zealand needs to recognise the importance of those individuals. We have produced some of the greatest scientists the world has ever seen. And we actually happen to have world-class universities that produce some fantastic science people. Now, I think we've got to work out a better pathway for making sure that those individuals actually stay in New Zealand, stay connected with our economy, and deliver the results we want. So thank you very much for coming along. Thank you for the role that you play in making New Zealand a strong and vibrant country. And most of all, I wish everybody involved in PGP all the very best.